Pokemon Ascended Heroes. What to buy, collect and play plus perfect order and pitch black. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Using PuzzleWix affiliate links is one way to support this guide at no extra cost to you. Ascended Heroes is a special Pokemon expansion with 295 numbered cards. Choose the 9-pack Elite Trainer box for its ends Zekrom promo and first accessory kit. The 6-pack booster bundle when you already own a gear, or exact singles for a named collection goal. For learning to play, start with a complete teaching product such as Battle Academy. No Ascended Heroes ETB is a ready-to-play deck. A Magnificent Dragonite is an excellent reason to look at a card set. It is not, by itself, a plan for buying one. Ascended Heroes brings enough characters, treatments and product boxes to keep both a collector and their storage furniture occupied. Yumi will take you through the actual choices. Opening for fun, collecting with a finish line, learning to play, and deciding when perfect order or pitch black is the better personal fit. Every route ends somewhere sensible. Is Ascended Heroes fun, and who is it actually for? Ascended Heroes is most appealing when you enjoy Pokemon as a cast of characters, not just a tournament spreadsheet. There are extravagant Mega Evolutions, trainer-owned Pokemon, quiet illustration rares and a new Mega Attack rare treatment with attack name typography worked into the art. It is a large exhibition with several very different rooms. That is also its weakness as a first collecting project. A set this broad makes it easy to keep changing the definition of finished. You begin with Dragonite, notice an excellent Psyduck, then discover that the binder has appointed itself project manager. Choose your favorite characters before it starts allocating resources. Our recommendation is a small, planned opening plus a finite collection goal. If your real objective is learning to battle, buy a complete teaching product first. An Elite Trainer box supplies packs and useful equipment, but the words Trainer box are doing more teaching in the imagination than the contents can deliver. This is a source-based guide, checked against the official checklist, current rulebook and exact product pages on August 31, 2026. Yumi is PuzzleWix Illustrated editorial host, not evidence that we opened these boxes or tested a deck. Prices and stock change, no profitable pool or current availability is promised. Reference, official expansion overview and featured cards. Yumi says you can love the set without applying for ownership of every card in it. What should you buy first? An ETB booster bundle or a real deck. For a first Ascended Heroes opening, choose the standard Elite Trainer box if you want its promo, sleeves, energy, dice and storage as well as packs. It contains 9 packs. A Full Art Ends Zekrom promo, 65 sleeves, 40 energy cards, damage counter dice, a coin flip die, a coin, a guide and a box with dividers. It is a coherent gift or first opening kit. It is not a complete 60-card deck. Choose the 6-pack booster bundle if you already own the equipment. It is the simpler pack-only purchase. Compare the live total and shipping, not just the larger number printed on a bigger package. Extras have value when you will use them. A 5th set of dice has less work to do. Choose Battle Academy when 2 beginners want to play. The 2024 box includes 3 complete 60-card decks, guided material, a 2-player board, counters and deck boxes. Use the teaching sequence before changing the lists. For someone who already understands a turn, a League Battle deck offers a more involved complete deck. Its precise card list and current event legality still need checking before a tournament. There is no need to buy all 3 routes together. Start with the experience you want this weekend. The larger shopping section supplies alternatives, not a compulsory inventory. Reference, publisher product contents. Reference, official July 2026 rulebook, pages 3-8. Margo says, count complete decks when the plan is to play, count packs when the plan is to open. The Ascended Heroes product family, without the packaging maze product packs, why choose it? What to check standard Elite Trainer box, 9 ends Zekrom promo, and a useful first accessory kit. Do not confuse it with the Pokemon Center Edition, Pokemon Center Elite Trainer box. 11 2 ends Zekrom promos, including one stamped copy separate edition. Not every marketplace ETB is this version booster bundle. 6. A small pack-only opening bundle is not a 36-pack display premium poster collection, 10 Mega Lucario or Mega Gardevoir promo, and a poster choose the actual character variant first partners deluxe pin collection 5 Chikorita, Tepig and Totodile promos. Plus the pin the promos are not complete evolution lines, Mega Xbox, 4-1 named playable promo, and an oversized lenticular card. The oversized card is for display. Not a deck tech sticker collection 3-year named promo and stickers check the exact character Erica or Larry collection 2, a named promo, and coin exact version and regional release information mini tin 2. A small opening. Art card and sticker. A random art listing does not guarantee the pictured tin. Ascended Heroes is a special expansion. Its published product family is not the ordinary single pack and 36 pack display ladder. A retailer's multi-bundle carton is not automatically an official booster display. Read the package configuration rather than trusting a search result headed booster box. The expansion launched January 30, 2026, with products arriving in waves. We avoid assigning one universal launch date to every box. The publisher's US and UK pages differ on the Erica and Larry collections. Contents and exact edition are the useful checks for a buyer now. We have not verified an approved affiliate offer for the Pokémon Center ETB, Tech Sticker, or Larry collection in this pass. Their descriptions remain editorial references. No button is silently redirected to a different product. Reference publisher product family and regional release dates. Reference US expansion index. Ascended Heroes vs. Perfect Order vs. Pitch Black. Choose Ascended Heroes for breadth of characters and treatments. Perfect Order for its Lumio City setting and conventional product range. Or Pitch Black for Mega Darkrai, Mega Zeraora and its darker visual identity. This is a preference comparison, not a claim that one set is easier to find everywhere or more profitable to open. Perfect Order's official range includes a booster display, bundle, ETB and build and battle box. Its artwork contrasts city tourism with large mega evolutions. The standard ETB includes 9 packs and the Tyrant promo. A build and battle box instead begins with a 40-card pre-release format deck and adds 4 packs. That is a real play product, but not an ordinary 60-card constructed deck. Pitch Black standard ETB has 9 packs and a Zarud promo. Its publisher also lists 36-pack displays, 6-pack bundles and 40-card build and battle decks. If Darkrai is the reason you came, choosing that visual world is perfectly reasonable. You do not owe the larger Ascended Heroes checklist a demonstration of loyalty. For a named card, choose the exact card rather than the set with the most dramatic box. For a tournament deck, start with a tested list and verify its legality. Cards from different expansions can work together when the format allows them. A 60-card pile from one expansion is not automatically a strategy. Reference, official Perfect Order overview. Reference, official Pitch Black product showcase. Yumi says, pick the world you wanna visit twice. The most fashionable box may not be that world. How many cards are there and what counts as complete? The official checklist has 295 numbered cards. The main sequence runs from 1 through 217. The remaining 78 numbered cards comprise 33 illustration rares, 14 ultra rares, 7 mega attack rares, 22 special illustration rares, and 2 mega hyper rares. The arithmetic is 217 plus 33 plus 14 plus 7 plus 22 plus 2 equals 295. That is not a universal master set total. Reverse holo versions, special foil patterns, promos and stamped promotional variants can create additional collecting choices. A promo supplied in a box may have a different set code and number from a card in the expansion checklist. Define what belongs before assigning binder pockets. Three sensible projects are one character, one numbered card of each identity you choose, or the entire 295 number checklist. The last is much larger. A treatment complete archive is larger again. None needs to be completed by opening packs alone. Write the rule at the front of the binder, One copy of every numbered card promos on separate pages, for example. If a new treatment appears later, you may admire it without moving the finish line. The binder is not a subscription agreement. Reference: Official Printable Ascended Heroes Checklist. Robert says, a collection becomes manageable the moment you can explain what does not belong in it. 4 Omega Dragonite X cards. Learn rarity without buying Power Mega Dragonite X appears at 152, 271, 290 and 295 with the same game effect. Number 152 is the double rare, 271 the Mega Attack rare, 290 the Special Illustration rare, and 295 the Mega Hyper rare. The artwork and collector appeal differ. The printed 370 HP, Sky Transport ability and Ryuno Glide attack do not become stronger as the finish becomes rarer. Sky Transport lets you switch your active Pokémon with a benched Pokémon once during your turn. Ryuno Glide requires water and 2 lightning energy, does 330 damage and discards 2 energy from this Pokémon. It is a Stage 2 that evolves from Dragonair. A beautiful opening pull still needs a functioning evolution and energy plan before it becomes a useful attacker. Read the exact name, collector number, set code, language and treatment when comparing singles. 4 different illustrations of Mega Dragonite X do not allow 16 copies in a normal deck. The 4 copy rule follows the card name. Basic energy is the usual exception, card text and special restrictions can create others. These images are references, not guaranteed contents of an ETB. We do not attach a sealed box buy button to an individual chase card as though the purchase promises it. An exact single is the direct route to an exact artwork. Reference, Official Card Gallery, 152, 271, 290 and 295. Reference, Official July 2026 Rulebook, pages 21-23. Other cards worth understanding, not just chasing, use the gallery as a menu, not a ranking of obligations. Mega Jengar X's Mega Attack Rare presentation is a typography-led collector object. Team Rocket's Mewtwo X and Mimikyu give a villain-themed binder a coherent direction. Larry's Bravery belongs to Larry's named group. It is not Larry's Staraptor, despite one misleading alt label on the publisher website. For a first project, choose 3-6 named cards you would still enjoy if their resale value never rose. Compare their regular and premium treatments before deciding which is worth the personal cost. Collector demand, competitive use and condition can all matter, but this guide does not turn a character list into an investment forecast. For a player, inspect the ordinary card text first. Pokepad is a trainer card, not a Pokémon evolution. A useful support effect may do more for a coherent deck than another dramatic attacker. Whether a particular card belongs depends on your list, the format and the matchups you actually face. Beware of borrowing a tournament conclusion from a pretty gallery. A card can be desirable, scarce, and completely wrong for your deck at the same time. That is not a contradiction, it is 3 different questions. Reference, Official Identities, Names and Numbered Rarities. Margot says, the card you want and the card your deck needs are allowed to be different cards. Label the 2 lists. Pull rates, God packs and the expensive misunderstanding. A published pull rate study describes a sample. It does not promise the contents of your next box. TCG Players Peter Day reported opening more than 2,000 Ascended Heroes packs for a February 24, 2026 study. Its headline table estimates a special illustration rare rate of 1.44%, approximately 1 in 70 packs, with sampling uncertainty. The researchers did not observe a God pack in that sample and excluded those from the estimates. That does not establish that God packs never exist or tell us their frequency. Videos of unusual openings are discovery leads, not a denominator from which to calculate odds. Most importantly, 1 in 70 does not mean 70 packs guarantee 1. A box can contain none, and the chance of a specific desired card is a different question from the chance of any card in that rarity. The study's individual card estimates also assume equal representation within a rarity. That assumption is not an official production statement. We do not repeat every number in the article. Its ultra-rare discussion and detailed table contain conflicting figures. We use the clearly labeled special illustration estimate to explain uncertainty, not to calculate an expected profit. Prices, condition, selling costs, and the actual distribution of cards would introduce further uncertainties. Our stopping rule is simple. Decide the opening budget before the seal breaks. When your remaining wish list has names and numbers, compare singles or sensible trades. Packs can be entertainment without pretending to be a reliable purchasing method. Reference: TCG Player Original Pull Rate Study, February 24, 2026. From a favorite Pokemon to a functioning evolution line, the exact evolves from name matters. Mega Meganium X evolves from Bayleaf, which evolves from Chikorita. In ordinary play, you cannot skip directly from Chikorita to Mega Meganium without an effect that permits it. You also cannot evolve a Pokemon on the turn it entered play, or on your first turn, unless a card explicitly changes the rule. Mega Emboar X and Mega Feraligatr X give the other two first partner themes their large finish. Buying the Deluxe Pin Collection's basic promos does not supply every card required for all three evolution lines. Buying the Mega Meganium X box guarantees its named promo, not a finished grass deck. Trainer-owned Pokémon have an additional naming check. Erika's Oddish evolves into Erika's Gloom and then Erika's Vileplume X. An ordinary Gloom is not automatically interchangeable with Erika's Gloom. Read the printed evolution name, including the owner. When learning, keep the lower stages beside the final card while studying the line, then put the legal cards back into the deck. Ask, how do I find the basic, keep it in play, find its evolution and supply the attack? That sequence is more useful than memorizing the largest HP number. Reference: Official July 2026 Rulebook, pages 11 to 12. Reference: Official July 2026 Rulebook, pages 23 to 24. Big attacks, energy, and the 3 prize risk. Mega Evolution Pokemon X normally give up 3 prize cards when knocked out. Ordinary Pokemon X normally give up 2, while many ordinary Pokemon give up 1. Since each player starts with 6 prizes in normal play, losing 2 Mega X can be enough to lose the game. Their large HP is compensation for a serious liability, not permission to ignore the opponent's next attack. Consider Mega Dragonite X. Its ability provides switching flexibility, while Runoglide spends 2 attached energy after doing 330 damage. The strategic question is not only, can I attack once? It is, how do I attack again, and what happens if this Pokemon is knocked out? A recovery plan matters as much as a spectacular first hit. Mega Meganium X gives a different calculation. Giant Bouquet costs 3 colorless energy and does 70 plus 50 for each grass energy attached. With 3 ordinary grass energy, that is 220 damage. 4 gives 270, 5 gives 320. Those are arithmetic examples before weakness, resistance, or other effects, not guaranteed knockouts. Colorless cost symbols allow any energy type to pay, but the damage bonus still specifically counts grass energy. The Dynamo, Electric, and Mega Electros X line illustrates another question. How do support abilities supply energy, and where must that energy go? Read Electric's Dynamoder alongside the attacker rather than assuming any discard recovery effect can attach anywhere. The official expansion page highlights their interaction. That is a learning example, not a tournament ranking. Before choosing an attack, count remaining prizes, identify your opponent's plausible reply, and decide whether a large multi-prize Pokemon needs to enter play now. Better players are not merely faster at announcing big numbers. They are more careful about what those numbers expose. Reference: Official July 2026 Rulebook, pages 20-27. Reference: Publisher Card Tips and Mega Evolution Risk. Yumi says 3 prizes is a large tip to leave your opponent. Make the attack earn it. Learn your first game without buying an entire curriculum. Use complete teaching decks and the official tutorial for the first game. In normal constructed play, each player has exactly 60 cards, draws 7 to begin, places a basic active and may place basics on the bench. Then sets aside 6 face-down prize cards. The normal bench limit is 5. A hand with no basic requires the mulligan procedure in the rulebook. On your turn, draw, then carry out legal actions in a useful order. You may normally attach 1 energy from your hand, play basics to the bench. Use permitted trainer cards and abilities, evolve eligible Pokemon and retreat once by paying the retreat cost. You normally play at most 1 supporter and 1 stadium from hand per turn. An attack comes last and ends the turn. The player going first cannot play a supporter or attack on that first turn. Neither player normally evolves on their own first turn. Attacking does not automatically discard the energy used to pay its cost. Discard it only when the attack or another rule says so. Retreating and attack costs are different instructions. Read Ends Zekrom as a practice exercise. Its attack costs and next turn restriction are separate from its HP and retreat cost. A familiar character does not remove the need to read the small text. The Ends Zekrom promo in the ETB shares the game identity of the expansion card, but the ETB still does not provide a finished Ends deck. Watch the official Pokemon Getting Started tutorial, then use the official Frequently Asked Questions video series for individual questions. The current rulebook wins if an older video and today's card text disagree. Reference: Official July 2026 Rulebook, pages 7-16. Your first 3 sessions, then your first local table session 1. Finish a clean teaching game, use Battle Academy's instructions and unchanged decks. Say actions aloud, ask before handling someone else's cards and check the turn sequence together. The goal is to finish a game with fewer mysteries, not to discover who learned to read card text fastest. Session 2. Repeat 1 deck and explain its plan. Keep the deck stable. Identify its attacker, how it gets energy, and which cards help find the pieces. Practice a clean opening and 1 recovery after a knockout. Swapping 15 cards after every loss makes it difficult to learn what actually caused the problem. Session 3. Choose casual practice or a supported event. Ask a local league organizer for a beginner-friendly session. Say, I know the basic turn and I'm learning this deck. Is there a good practice table for me? At a tournament, ask a judge about a rule rather than expecting an opponent to coach your decisions. Before paying entry, check the format, current card legality, required deck list and event procedures. A league battle deck is a possible next step, not proof of current tournament readiness. Team Rocket's Mewtwo X offers a complete 60-card deck with a more involved plan than a first tutorial. We verify the product identity and contents, not every card's legality at every future event. Ask the organizer and inspect the current list before modifying or entering it. For free digital practice, consider Pokemon TCG Live. Pokemon TCG Pocket is a different digital game. Do not bring its deck size or energy procedure to a physical TCG table. Reference: Official Learning Routes. Reference: Official Local Play Entry Point. Robert says, you are ready for a beginner table when you can ask a clear question, not when you have run out of questions. Sleeves, binders, themed mats and boxes. A kit with a purpose for 1 active deck. Start with 60 matching opaque play sleeves, spares and a box that fits the sleeved cards. Pokemon uses the standard TCG card format, approximately 63x88, but not the smaller Japanese size format used by Yu-Gi-Oh! Sleeve packaging can state either the card size it fits or the sleeve's own dimensions. Those are not the same measurement. A 65-sleeve licensed pack covers 1 60-card deck with 5 spares. A 100-pack leaves more replacements. Dragon Shield Mat and Mat Duel are established brand alternatives. Pikachu or Mewtwo artwork makes the kit more personal. The artwork does not establish better durability, and we have not conducted a comparative sleeve test in this guide. Choose a soft box for a light, economical kit or a rigid box for more structured protection. The licensed Squirtle Full View box lists room for 80 sleeved cards. A Boulder 100 Plus or GameGenic Squire Sidekick XL gives a different closure and layout. Advertised double sleeve capacity depends on the sleeve system. Test your actual deck. dividers and extras rather than forcing the lid. A themed mat is optional, not a tournament skill. It gives a consistent surface and can make a table feel like yours. The Charizard VMAX listing here is a separated playmat, not the entire Ultra Premium collection. The Paldea First Partners accessory bundle combines a mat, sleeves, a deck box and storage, but contains no playable TCG cards. Check what a bundle replaces before also buying its parts. For collecting, use a side-loading binder with suitable pockets and one card per pocket. A 295-card numbered checklist uses 33 9-pocket page faces, leaving 2 pockets on the last face. A 360-pocket binder has 65 pockets beyond 295, but a variant heavy plan may exceed it. A 160-pocket travel binder is for a smaller character collection or trade kit, not the whole set. Handle pulls by the edges with clean, dry hands. For a card going into rigid protection, use a compatible soft sleeve first. Do not polish, bend, or perform a destructive authenticity test. A display holder is not evidence of UV protection. Keep valuable cards away from direct sun and moisture. A multi-deck carrier, large card house, or mat bag earns its place when that equipment actually travels. It is excessive for one small opening. The reviewed choices below cover different needs and budgets. Buy the missing job, not the entire rail. Yumi says, one well-packed deck is ready for an evening. 6 unopened storage systems are ready for a photograph. The jargon you need, and the jargon that can wait. TCG trading card game. Here, the physical Pokemon game and its compatible TCG Live rules context. ETB Elite Trainer Box. Packs, a promo and equipment, not a complete deck. Booster bundle, a 6-pack product in this expansion. Not a 36-pack display. Promo or promotional card supplied through a product or event. It can have a separate code and number. IR/SIR illustration rare/special illustration rare. Collector treatments, not automatic measures of competitive power. MAR/MHR Mega Attack rare/Mega Hyper Rare. Distinct premium treatments in Ascended Heroes. Master set a collector-defined goal. State whether it includes variants, promos, and stamps. Regulation mark a printed mark used in format legality. Check current official rules rather than assuming every new-looking reprint is legal. Prize trade the exchange of knockouts and prize cards, including the risk of multi-prize Pokemon. Consistency how reliably a deck finds and carries out its plan. A useful concept, not a promise of winning. Yumi's closing advice. One small opening, one written collecting goal, or one complete teaching kit. Choose the one you actually want. Ascended Heroes has plenty to admire without turning every lovely card into a financial emergency. Final verdict. Choose Ascended Heroes for the characters and artwork, then give the purchase a clear job. An ETB is a satisfying first opening kit. A bundle avoids duplicate gear and a named single completes a named gap. Learn to play with a complete deck. The most useful upgrade is the one you can explain before opening the shopping cart. Frequently asked questions. Does Ascended Heroes have 295 cards or more? The official numbered checklist ends at 295. Foil variants, promotional cards, and stamped versions can add collecting choices beyond that numbered list. Define the scope of a master set before planning binder capacity. Is an Ascended Heroes Elite Trainer Box a playable deck? Number the standard ETB contains 9 booster packs, the ends Zekrom promo and accessories. Battle Academy supplies complete teaching decks. A League Battle Deck supplies a more involved complete deck. How many packs are in the Pokemon Center Ascended Heroes ETB? 11, compared with 9 in the standard ETB. The Pokemon Center version also has 2 ends Zekrom promos, including one stamped copy. They are distinct products. Is a booster bundle the same as a booster box? Number the Ascended Heroes booster bundle contains 6 packs. Do not assume a retailer bundle or carton is an official 36-pack booster display. Which Mega Dragonite X is strongest? Ascended Heroes numbers 152,200,000 and 71,290 and 295 have the same game effect. 370 HP, Sky Transport and Ryuno Glide. Rarity and artwork differ, not gameplay power. Do 70 packs guarantee a special illustration rare? Number or sample estimate near 1 in 70 is not a guarantee for any box or sequence of packs, and it does not describe the odds of a particular named card. How many prize cards does a Mega Evolution Pokemon X give up? Normally 3 when knocked out. Specific card effects can change the usual procedure. 2 such knockouts can account for all 6 prizes in normal play. Can Mega Meganium X evolve straight from Chikorita? Not under the ordinary evolution procedure. It evolves from Bayleaf. A card effect would need to permit skipping a stage, and ordinary first turn evolution timing restrictions still matter. Will a 360 pocket binder hold Ascended Heroes? It holds 295 cards with 65 pockets left if you collect one per numbered checklist slot. Additional foil variants and promos can exceed that plan. Do not double load pockets. Which set should I choose instead? Perfect Order or Pitch Black? Choose Perfect Order for its Lumio City setting and conventional product range, or Pitch Black for Darkrai, Zeraora, and Darker Art. This is a theme and product fit decision, not a promise of profit or universal availability.